Entertainment. Pop Misfit. Lady Gaga talks art, music, and fame.
Infectious Melodies, the biggest debut album of the year, and hit singles, including one of the best-selling digital songs of all time. 23-year-old New Yorker has risen to global fame in barely a year.
You've achieved a massive amount of fame in a short period of time. So how has it all been for you?
It's been life-changing, but very exciting for my music. And as a songwriter, it's been a long time coming. I spent 2.5 years writing my album, and it's my greatest hits.
You're also a songwriter. You write your own stuff. So how does that creative process take place?
In all sorts of ways. Inspiration comes to me all day long, every day. Sometimes when I'm falling asleep, I have these visions. But it's not just music. It's music, it's the clothing, it's the stage performance.
Do you feel that you're more of a performance artist than a pop star?
I certainly am a performance artist, yes.
Yeah. And do you ever fear that what you got going today with your costume, your persona, I shouldn't say persona because you are Gaga, your music, the entire package, will it be able to stay there? I'm trying to ask about the longevity because pop careers, sometimes they last like this. How are you going to stick around?
How am I going to stick around? Well, the truth is that careers are either, like you said, lightning fast, or they're forever, and they're historical. They are made up of a select group of women that change the way that society views what a lady is supposed to be. And I just must remain prolific and relevant, as equally irrelevant, and continue to make great music. Longevity has a lot to do with discipline and ambition, which are two things that are certainly in my blood.
Now, you've cited Andy Warhol as a major influence. I mean, he's someone who did have a lot of longevity in his work, of course, still resonates today. But why is he in particular an influential person to you?
He made commercial art that was taken seriously as fine art. And I'm starting to notice a change in the tides as well. When I first came out, it was, who is this crazy girl? And then it's, who's this crazy girl with all the hit records? And now I find that I'm being probed a bit more.
What do you mean, being probed?
People want to know more about my musical background as a musician. They want to understand more about my songwriting process. They're interested in the inspirations behind the shows. It's not just about trying to put me in a category anymore. People are starting to realize that I don't belong in a category, and they're all right with that. Change bothers people, but I'm sort of a pop musical misfit.
Now let's go back to your background and want to ask you what it was like being Gaga as a kid. And I can gather that you weren't a shy kid. Did you like showing off?
I was a real pain in the ass.
Yeah. How so? What did you do?
I just was very loud. I was always singing and dancing, and my father was always laughing with me, and I had a great childhood. I just was a very dramatic young woman. During free time, I was in the chapel playing some classical piece that I was learning or writing music. I just was a very creative young woman, and I'm just a very secluded person. I mean, just in all honesty, I only associate now even with the people that I work with. I don't really have many friends, and it's the life that I choose.
And when you were writing the song Paparazzi at the time, were you already conceiving the stage performance at the same time?
I was a little bit, but I truthfully was just reading tabloids like they were textbooks. I would buy every scandal book, every paper, every magazine that I could get my hands on, and I would tear sheets out and imagery and That is the most Warholian thing about what I do, is that I embrace pop culture, the very thing that everybody says is poisonous and ostentatious and shallow. It's my, it's like my chemistry book, and I look through everything, and I make what I believe to be art out of it.